when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Yeah, we got big dreams here in the Genius Lab, and we want to help you make them come true. Today we are, first of all, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. It's always good to have you here, and we're going to share some fun stuff that's a little bit mystical and a little bit magical, because we're working with, this is the third week of March, and March, of course, is associated with the element of nature, which is magic and transformation. And then, of course, we're in a mineral year, which is about realizing your greatness, connecting to your life's purpose, and creating a new story. So lots going on. And the nature month is particularly potent when mixed with a mineral year, because the nature is like visionary. Okay. So we know that fire, of course, is the element of clear vision, but nature is like brings the magic, and it helps you see beyond the obvious and see into the true nature of a situation. And then when you add the magic, it allows you to powerfully transform your situation. You might be looking at a situation in your life right now that seems hopeless, that seems challenging, that seems impossible to overcome. And this is the time to move into the magic, which is the title of our episode, Move Into the Magic. Now, MOVE to me is an interesting word. It's an acronym. I actually have a course called Move Into the Magic, and MOVE is motivation, organization, visualization, and execution. So to tap into the magic, first of all, we need motivation. Like, what do we want? What do we want, and why do we want it? Okay. And then you have organization. Like, how is it going to happen? Visualization. So by visualizing it, you can begin to organize the construct of how it's going to happen. And execution is getting it done. So it's a move into the magic, motivation, organization, visualization, and execution. It's a pretty powerful setup. Now, as we move into this week of the month and we start focusing on magic, we want to look at, you know, what's magic. I mean, we see illusionists, okay, go to Las Vegas, you know, and there's all kinds of illusionists that create things. There's also magicians that create magic tricks. And the thing about magic is that it defies logic. You know, whenever I've ever seen a good magic trick, I'm like, wow, how did that happen? It didn't make any sense that it could. And in my life, when magic has intervened and created situations for me that I had no idea would either get me out of a problem spot or put me into a place of tremendous blessing, a lot of times it just came out of thin air. It's like, wow, I didn't see this one coming. And sometimes that has, well, it's always been good. Sometimes it's been challenging. I've had some things come out of the blue magically that I was not expecting, that I would never have planned for. But they always seem to end up working out. And that's the beauty of magic. Magic defies logic. It defies reason. It doesn't necessarily follow the rules. That's one reason I really like it. It transcends reason. It doesn't have to be limited by what makes sense, right? And it shatters limitations. The beauty about magic is that it defies limitation. The other thing that I like about magic is that it creates joy and amazement. Like when you, again, looking at someone, a magician who does a magic trick, or a situation that happens in a person's life that's magical, whether it's a magical cure for a particular illness or condition, or whether it's a magical, I worked with a client and I did a cowrie shell reading for them. And I said, well, sometime, you know, in the next quarter, you've got some money coming. And this person was in a particularly distressed financial position. And I'm like, I'm just telling you straight that there is no poverty in your life, okay? You might look at it and see it. You might feel it. You might not be paying your bills today, but I guarantee you. And like 2 weeks later, I get this call. Dude, I can't believe what just happened. A family member gave me a great sum of money completely out of the blue. And it was so cool because it was magic. It was just like, they didn't plan it. They didn't try and maneuver around it. They just made themselves open to the possibility that something was other than what it seemed to be. And sure enough, it was. And this large amount of money landed right in their lap. And man, it's just cool. And magic, when it occurs, brings happiness, brings joy, brings amazement, brings the openness to unusual happenings. And the more that we can open to unusual happenings, the less we're limited by our previous experiences, and the more we can engage in the delight of possibility. So this is, it's getting really fun. So we're in this magic month, and start thinking, you know, what kind of magic tricks do you want to have happen in your life? What permission do you want to grant the ancestors or God or the universe or whatever it is in your model? Give them permission to intervene, to intercede, to interrupt your thinking that is not work, it's not working for you, that's not getting you where you want to go, and bring some magic, move into the magic, motivate you, organize your thinking, give you a clear vision so that you can execute the steps to get where you want to go, and then add a little magic so that you can move into this place of limitless possibilities that defies reason, that brings joy and amazement, and that breaks the rules if necessary. I mean, I'm not saying you have to break the rules. I just think it's fun to sometimes. And it seems like so many rules of society are designed to control behavior in a way that makes everybody the same. I mean, think about it. Everybody has to, you know, do this or do that. If you're a good person, you do this. If you're a bad person, you do that. If you're polite, this is being polite. This is not being polite. Well, what if somebody just freaking pisses you off? Okay. Well, you're not supposed to, just be a good boy. Don't say anything. Just turn the other cheek. I can't tell you how many times I heard that. And you know what? Magic says, screw that. I'm going to do what will get me to where I want to be. And away you go. And what's really cool about magic is that it often will get you further than where you thought you could be because it's magic. So you might have set your goal, your bar at, or your goal at a 5 or a 6, thinking that was really good. And magic takes you to a 12. Wow, I didn't even know 12 existed. Yeah, isn't that cool? It's magic. And I've seen some magical things in my life. Oh, excuse me. I've seen some really wild magic stuff in my life. When I was in Burkina Faso back in the late 90s, we were doing a ritual at this particular place, and I was documenting it photographically. So I was taking pictures, and I had this camera. And, you know, it was intense, you know, sacrificing goats and chickens and all this cool stuff was going on and the tribal, and it was like going back in time, you know, 1,000 years or 2,000 years. And, it was old school, man. It was Old Testament, as a friend of mine would say. And, but I'm documenting this and was just fascinated by it. Well, so after we had lunch, we headed back, and we've driven about 20 minutes away from this ritual site, and very rough, very rugged terrain. We're moving very slowly, and we're bouncing all over the place and driving through trees. And I mean, it was crazy. And I realized that I didn't have my camera. So my friend Maladoma was driving, and I'm like, I was sitting in the back seat, and I'm like, shit. And Maladoma goes, what's the matter? And I said, well, remember where we cooked the goat? He said, yes. I said, I left my camera sitting on the stump right next to that. And I can't believe I forgot it there. And Maladoma didn't say anything. He just started talking to the elder, Ganin, that was in the passenger seat. And I don't understand their language. So all this I hear is, and then it went silent. And it was probably quiet for about 15 seconds. And then Maladoma put his foot on the brake, and the truck we were in came to an abrupt halt. And he said, go get your camera. And my camera had appeared on the front of the hood of the car. Talk about a mind blower. I get back in, put the camera in my backpack, and Maladoma looks at me with a smile and says, there must be some important pictures on that camera. And it turns out that several of them were used in his book, Ancient Wisdom of Africa. And so yes, there were important pictures, but that defied logic, that defied everything that I could possibly imagine to be like feasible, possible. It broke all the rules. It was crazy. So as you move forward in this month, move into the magic. Get a vision for what you want to create. Get a motivation for why you want it to happen. Organize your activities so that it moves you towards that, and then execute the steps that come your way and the opportunities that present themselves so that you can move into the magic. Release your expectations. Forget about shoulds and supposed tos. Allow room for new possibilities. So that's it, man. That's what I've got to say today. Move into the magic. Let the magic bring things to you that are more wonderful and more abundant than you could ever imagine. Take away the limitations. Give the universe permission to violate your limitations. and then step into the magic. Allow yourself to transform. Next week, we're going to talk about transformation. We've got the magic. And now, you know, what are we going to do with it? We're going to transform our situation from where we are to where we want to be. That's a little precursor of our next podcast. So you have a great one. Thank you for being in the Genius Lab today. And by all means, keep looking up.